You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. Step Change Studios is an award-winning, inclusive dance company committed to making dance accessible for everyone. Now, they are based in the UK and offer fun and engaging dance opportunities for people of all ages and abilities. Now, currently, they're running a slightly unusual class that you can actually join easily over the phone. And here to tell us a little bit more about it is community dance practitioner Zoe Elliott. It is so nice speaking with you, Zoe.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Now, this is quite a unique concept because it's a seated audio dance class. So can you tell us a little bit more about this concept?
Yeah, so it's really, really simple for people to join because it's over the phone. We ring out to you. So all people need to do is pick up their phone at home. So it makes it super, super accessible. Obviously, for me as a teacher, it's a really different way of teaching because I'm audio describing everything. So it's been a really interesting one for me as a teacher to teach. Actually, we use a lot of visual imagery to try and help get dynamics or movements across, and I always say that it's people's interpretation of what it is that I'm saying. So it doesn't matter if what people are doing is exactly the same as me. It doesn't matter, it's your interpretation. As long as we're all moving and we're having a nice time, that's sort of our aim always.
And how did this class come to be? Were you part of the process of designing this class? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So the class has actually been running for about 5 years. I think it's coming up 5 years in the new year that the class has been running. And it's in partnership. So I'm from Step Change Studios and it's in partnership with Sense. So together, the class is run together with Sense. And I've been teaching on the sessions for around 3.5-4 years now. So it's been quite a while. And we have a really nice core group of people that come. We also have others that kind of dip in and dip out. You know, they have busy lives, so they're not there every single week. But when they can make it, they come and join us. So it's really nice. We feel like we've got a really nice little community now within the sessions that we've built over that time.
And what do you think, because you said you had quite a nice regular group of people coming back to it, what do you think people actually get out of the class? Because it is quite different. It's not necessarily meeting in person, but it is also so accessible.
Yeah, I think we always have a little chat at the beginning and we have a little chat at the end. Sometimes there's a chat in the middle, depends. But so we have that social side of it. So I think it's really, really great for that. And then also I've had people quite regularly say in the sessions, I started and my shoulders, you know, I'm constantly reminding about this really gorgeous posture that we're holding onto in our dance session the whole time. And people will say, oh, my shoulders have dropped down 2 inches because we're constantly reminding about that posture. Or we're thinking maybe we've come in and actually that part of our body was feeling a little bit stiff this morning. But with that gentle, slow moving, by midway through the session, people are like, actually, this is feeling a lot better. So actually, we've got the social side, but also we can sort of work through any little kind of niggles that we all have in our bodies. Plus, we're getting that strength and length that I always talk about in our sessions as well, to just make everything feel, you know, stronger. So we've got both the and the chat, which is always nice.
And I guess another element, especially with movement and community, it'll be good for mental health as well.
Yeah, 100%. I think, I mean, that's what I do personally to kind of, you know, keep on top of my mental health is moving. And I think it's really important that there's a 45-minute hour long window in the week that you know that you've committed to doing something that's good for your body. I'm going to have a chat to some people. I'm going to, you know, you've set aside that time. And I think that that's really nice. We could all have a little, put some music on and have a move at home by ourselves, but we don't do that. I think sometimes we need to have that class space, that committed time where this is what I'm going to do in this time and do it with other people. And I think that's really, really important for our well-being.
And what sort of music do you usually use for the routines? Do you do a different routine each class, or do you maybe work on one until you really feel like everyone's gotten a good grasp on it?
Yeah, so we normally will work on a routine. So we'll do a warm-up, then we'll have a little middle exercise that normally is kind of really trying to think about something that we're trying to strengthen. So maybe it'll be around our arms, or it might be around our core strength, might be around our posture. And then we'll have a routine. We normally work on that routine for a good 4 weeks so that we get to the point where we're dancing it. So that for those first couple of weeks when we're really having to concentrate what's coming next, what Zoe's saying, what's the choreography, by week four, it's settled in the body. And that's when we can really just enjoy really dancing for it, really going for it. So it normally lasts about 4 weeks and then we'll move on to something new. In terms of songs, I mean, the world's our oyster, really. It's quite an eclectic mix. So I like a lot of different genres, but also we ask the participants if there's a song that they're really enjoying. I always say, like, tell me these songs because I can put them on the list. And it might be we use it for a warm up, or we might use it for a cool down, or we might use it for a routine. So we've just finished Adele Rolling in the Deep. But before that, we had Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town. We've had classical music, we've had pop music, we've had some Indian Bollywood music. I mean, literally, we've had everything. And the group's really open to other people's suggestions. So even if it's not their bag, because someone in the class has suggested it, everyone jumps on board and everyone's sort of happy to give that song a go. And then we'll try something different next time. So we can sort of tailor to any song choices that we kind of have in the group.
And who's the class open to? Are we talking specific ages, or is there a limit?
No, open to absolutely anyone. Obviously, it's designed with sight loss in mind with the audio description. We have most people take part seated, so it's you can take part in this class completely, the whole thing in your chair. There is, however, some people that for sections of the class will stand up at home and take part standing, and that's also completely workable within the session. I am also ready to adapt anything, so people can shout out always throughout the session and be like, actually, you know what, this shoulder's being a bit sore today. All right, let's change this move for you. Let's make it work. So it's super, super flexible, for any age, anybody, anyone. Like, yeah, that's what we're all about.
And Zoe, after working on this class for quite a few years now, what would you say is the nicest feedback you've heard?
I think people saying how much it's helping their bodies is really, really nice because it's so lovely to just, oh, that is gone. I feel like a new person. I'm here. I also like the idea people have said before, I hang on a lot about posture in our session. And people have said before that in the week they catch themselves and go, oh, Zoe, and then suddenly they sit up tall, shoulders down, tummy's engaged. And so I like the fact that they sort of carry me in their brains to just remind them about that lovely posture, and they sort of take that into their everyday lives. That's always really fun.
I love that you keep saying posture, because I know I'm hunching here in the background and I'm trying to not like straighten up so it doesn't seem
Yeah,
very
the thing
obvious
is, so am
to
I. So am I. We all do it. This is the thing. And then, as soon as you're reminded it, I'm a dance teacher. And yet, still, we all suddenly go, I call it bus stop mode. We're at the bus stop and we're just sort of there. And as soon as someone reminds you of it, but you need that reminder. And so, I love now that people are taking that reminder, not even when I'm there, they take that reminder with them outside of the class. But we do all need it because we do. We don't. Length and strength and I'm here, so it's important. It's important.
And to be fair, if you have good posture, it also helps with things like not putting extra pressure on your head, especially if you're, let's say, running or doing any other exercise. Leaning forward, leaning at an angle affects the amount of weight and pressure you put on your head. And it can actually cause a lot of hurt to your body, which I feel like a lot of people are not realized how much posture can impact how you do other movements in your life.
Yeah, 100%. And we've also had some of the participants that say, have said before, the way light affects their eyes, their posture can sometimes actually be quite down and forwards because sometimes it's quite painful for that light. And actually, it's a really good reminder for them to reset that posture in a dance class because actually their go-to posture might not be super upright. So some of our participants have said that it's actually been really helpful to just sort of trace down and actually take a moment to ju where is everything? Where is everything in my body today? And just take that moment because, yeah, like you say, it has a knock-on effect to everything. And we don't think about it. And dance is such an easy, fun way to get all of that going without just thinking posture all the time. I know I've said posture a lot, but we do that with music on and whilst we're dancing, and that's the best thing.
Well, Zoe, when is the class happening? I know you just came back after the festive period. You're starting fresh in January. So when is the class and how can people sign up?
So the class is every Wednesday at 11 o'clock. And to sign up, you can go to the Step Change Studios website and there's a page called Take Part, and it's on that page there. Or you can drop an email to contact at stepchangestudios.com and someone there will sort you all out. I say it's super easy. Once you're signed up to the sessions, your phone will just ring at 11 o'clock and all you need to do is answer the phone. And yeah, every Wednesday, 11 until 12.
Brilliant. Well, Zoe Elliott, thank you so much for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio and sharing your wonderful class with us.
Thank you so much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.